اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
First of all, I want to mention one mas'ala about wuzu. Usually we make wuzu before azan. According to fatwa of Maraji, making wuzu for salat should be after azan, after entering to the time of the salat. If we want to make wuzu before azan, the niyat should be only qurbatan ilallah. Like for example, in every morning you make wuzu, or at the end of the night you want to go to bed, you make a wuzu. So before salat, if for example have a 30 minute, 1 hour, 2 hours before salat, you want to make wuzu and come to the center, so you can make wuzu only qurbatan ilallah, and then at the time of salat you can pray by this wuzu. Otherwise you should make wuzu near to azan, for example 5 minutes to azan, or when azan called then we can make wuzu. Also intention for fasting, all of the fasting should have a niyat. The niyat from night before sahar, we can do niyat until zuhr. We can do niyat of fasting. So we should be careful, or at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we can do niyat of sawm, niyat of wajib fasting for the whole month of Ramadan, because they are ibadat, and all of ibadat should have niyat. And we can do, we cannot make wuzu without niyat, we cannot have a pray without niyat, and we cannot fast without niyat. But the niyat is a, like this. So niyat of wuzu before azan should be only qurbatan ilallah. I'm making wuzu qurbatan ilallah. That's it. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The verse 29 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his prophet and said, O my prophet, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to prevent mu'mineen from committing sin, so directly speak with prophet, not with mu'mineen. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse doesn't say ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, say qul, O prophet, you tell them, lil mu'minin, for believing men, yaghuddu min absarihim, to lower their gaze, yaghuddu, to decrease their sight, their looking, wa yahfadhu furujahum, and keep their modesty and guard their modesty, dhalika azka lahum, these rules of Islam is purer for them. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَوْنَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what they do. As I talk about it yesterday, the occasion of the revelation is about a young man. He saw a girl, a woman in the street, and attracted her face, so walk behind her, and when he reached to the narrow street, when he was looking openly to the body of that girl or woman, his face hit against the wall, and something, a piece of glasses or something else, caught his face, and blood came out. And so he went to Rasulullah and asked, and when first explained the situation, what's happened for him, and then asked Rasulullah, what is the mas'ala? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam revealed this verse, O Prophet, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Being mu'min has some condition. One of the conditions of being mu'min is to do not look at the face of na-mahram. I don't know what is the exact term for na-mahram. The one who is illegal to look at her. Or again, in return, for example, for woman. I don't know what is the exact term for na-mahram. I couldn't find the marriageable or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, so this is illegal. And then the قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So the condition for being mu'min, first, one of them is mentioned in this verse of Quran, is to do not look at the girl, at the woman, or in return, the woman should not look openly to the at the face or body of the man. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. This is the delicate term. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't request mu'mineen to close their eyes when they go to a street because they cannot walk. Reduce their looking. It's a very beautiful term. غَضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. And يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. And then وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Keep or guard their modesty. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to tell us that committing some sin is preface to committing major sin. If you do not be careful about your eyes, may you commit another big sin and you remove your modesty. And said, وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. ذَلَكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this rule and those ahkam is to grow the mu'mineen. And here said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَوُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever you do and knows your intention. Some message we can get from this beautiful verse of Quran. The first one said مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. It means that sin must be prevented from its original. And also taqwa and piety should be started from eyes. Because in Islam, eyes and ears consider as the window and door of the heart. Whatever you look, whatever you see, and whatever you hear, go to your heart. And your heart make color with those things you have seen. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said modesty and piety should be started from your eyes. Be careful about your eyes. Whatever you see, so you will reflect on it. And then يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. So clear eyes is preface of purity and chastity. And the another point we can get from this verse of Quran, Allah said يَغُضُّ then يَحْفَذُ then أَزْكَى. First, be careful about your eyes. Do not allow it to see everything. You should be careful. You should act upon the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will be saved from major sin. يَحْفَذُ. And then أَزْكَى. Then you will grow of your iman, your faith, أَزْكَى. And it is actually purer for you. And then said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا yasnaun. We have different rawayats about this verse of Quran and about looking at face of namahram. I couldn't find the exact term for this one. Look at the face of woman. The first one from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. لكم أول نظرة إلى المرأة فلا تتبعوها. Maybe this riwayat is answering a question of some people. We are living in non-Muslim country. Even some Muslim countries, woman does not wear proper clothes and dress. So what we can do? We cannot keep ourselves in our house and we cannot close our eyes. What we can do? Amir al-Mu'minin said, لَكُمْ أَوَّلُ نَظَرَةٍ or نَظَرَةٍ إِلَى الْمَرْأَةِ فَلَا تَتَّبِهَا. If you look at a woman for the first time, there will be no problem. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوهَا بِنَظَرَةٍ أُخْرَى. But do not continue your looking to the body, to the face of woman. وَحْذَرُ الْفِتْنَةِ, because may cause temptation and fitna of shaitan. So for first looking, no problem, because there is no choice. What you can do? You cannot close your eyes. But for second time, this is the temptation of shaitan. Shaitan ask you and sometime order you. There is in Quran we recited today, in those verses we recited today, shaitan first ask you, then order you. And you will be in control of shaitan, na'udhu billah, if we follow shaitan. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa said that an-nadharu sahmun masmumun min saham iblis. Looking to the face of woman is arrow of poison, arrows of shaitan. It means that shaitan has a different arrow, one of them from your eyes. And then faman tarakaha khawfan min Allah a'tahu Allah imanan. If you leave those looking to the face or body of woman khawfan min Allah, only for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'tahu Allah imanan yajid halawatan fi qalb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person imanan and a face which you can taste sweetness of this iman. Yajid halawatan fi qalbih. You will taste this iman from through your heart. And the another hadith also from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Rasulullah said that whoever feel or supplies his eyes with haram, on the day of judgment, his eyes will be filled with fire of the hell, unless he do tawbah. Brothers and sisters, the fire of hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not prepare for us. We prepare for ourselves. And also garden of Jannah and river of Jannah, we prepare. Different time I recited this beautiful hadith. Rasulullah told to some youth, go and walk to the garden of Jannah. The youth said, oh Rasulullah, here is Medina. How we can find a garden of Jannah? Said the majalis of dhikrullah. The majalis and the gathering which remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best one is the majalis of Quran. This is the garden. So we are making and building our Jannah, our palace in the Jannah. the river and everything, we will make it and we will take it to Jannah, and also fire of hell. And here said the eyes which not be controlled by the man, and the man who is not owner of the eyes, actually he is feeling his eyes of fire of hell. This is the button and the another side of committing sin. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam in Allahumma salli ala Muhammad in Risalatul Huquq, he talking about the right of your eyes. Said amma haqqu basarik, the right of your sight, your eyes, is to ghadduhu amma la yahillu lak. Whatever is not halal for you, you should ghadduhu, lower it. You should decrease your right. Look at it carefully. وَتَرْكُ ابْتِضَالِهِ إِلَّا لِمَوْضِ عِبْرَةٍ تَسْتَقْبِلُ بِهَا بَسَرًا وَتَعْتَقِدُ بِهَا إِلْمًا فَإِنَّ الْبَسَرُ بَابُ الْاِعْتِبَارِ. Certainly, the basar, the eye, is babu al-i'tibar, is the gate to take a lesson from whatever happened in the world. Think about whatever you see, and sometimes get your lesson that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything has a maker. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a creator. And said, وَتَعْتَقِدُ بِهَا إِلْمًا. Increase your knowledge. So not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this ni'mah and blessing to thank Him by following Him in correct way, in pathing the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Modesty and chastity is not only for man, it's for woman as well. First addressing believing men, and then addressing believing woman, believing woman. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Tell the believing woman to cast down their eyes, وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and guard their chastity, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, and do not show off their beauty. And then, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, except what is permitted and is appealed. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرَهِنَّ عَلَى جِيُوبِهِنَّ. Two different masala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse. The first one about looking to na-mahram, to the one his haram, look at her or at him. And the second one about hijab. And in the first part of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing which said to believing men. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتُهُنَّ. Be careful about all of the zine and decoration. إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, except those are appealed, doesn't need to be hidden. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرَهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. And from this part of the verse, second part of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about hijab of women. Let them cover their breast, their chest with their hijab. And then, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُؤُولَتَهِنَّ. And then they must not show off their beauty to anyone other than their husband. And then mention who is halal to show the beauty of the woman. And said that, O Aba'ihinna, first their husband, then O Aba'ihinna, their father, then O Aba'ibu'ulatihinna, and then father-in-law, and then Abna'ihinna, their sons, and Abna'ibu'ulatihinna, stepsons, O Ikhwanihinna, their brothers, O Bani Ikhwanihinna, sons of brothers, O Bani Akhawatihinna, sons of sisters, O Nisa'ihinna, women of their kind, ما ملكت ايمانهن their slaves او التابعین غیر اولی الاربة من الرجال or immature male servants او الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء or the immature boys الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن. Mention the culture of that time. They used to wear some decoration from his feet, and that they shows their feet and put it strongly on the earth to everyone knows the voice of these things. And then attracted men to themselves. That's why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned, "Bala yadribna bi arjulihinna liya'lama ma yukhfina min zinatihinna." And then must not stamp their feet to show off their hidden ornament. Wa tubu ila Allah jami'a. And all of mu'mineen, men and women, should do tawbah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal mu'minin la'allakum tuflihun. Perhaps you will be falah, rastigar, we say. You'll be happiness in the day of judgment. It means that without tawbah, because everybody wear the clothes of sin. From the first time our fathers in Jannah, Adam, alayhi salatu wassalam, he made a mistake. It means that all of the sons of Adam and Hawa may made a mistake. So the best thing is that to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a beautiful hadith that all of the angel of God, when we commit sin, they do not write. They record it, but they do not write. And wait until 7 hours. If we do tawbah, if we say astaghfirullah, so they will remove it. Otherwise, they will write it. Here in this meeting, as Quran said, everybody has 2 garden of angels. So if we are 50 people here, there are at least 100 angels. Between us, this material world, and hereafter, there is no one. There is no 7 skies. No, only a curtain. Only a curtain. If you remove this curtain, you will see those angels. At least there are in this meeting, for example, 100 angels of God. They're writing, they're recording, in even our intention, and when our time ended, they put a stamp and put the bottom of sin, you know. You go to card through bank, you know. When you put your card in a things, you know, and then you put the sin, and they send it. Doesn't need to our body. They need our soul. Our fight with our soul will send it. Where? In other side of the curtain. So less than 1 second, we will arrive to that point. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all of the angels of God are watching you, are looking at your intention, your a'mal. Be careful. If you do tawbah, if you do istighfar, they will remove it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to act upon all words and all verses of Quran. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.